Welcome to Ugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Hey, this is Lee Cantor, and I am soloing here in the studio, but I do have my buddy Kevin Ritz in Texas. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm great, Lee. Yeah, I guess Brad and Sam both decided to take a week off and left the show in our hands.
Well, we'll do the best we can do. So who do you got over there in Texas?
In Dallas today, I have a terrific guest. Her name is Linda Del Bosque. Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Linda, you're with Mature Texan Magazine.
Yes.
And Texas Case Management Magazine.
Correct.
Can you give us a little bit of background into yourself and where you're from originally and maybe where you went to school and how you ended up doing what you do now?
Well, I was born and raised in the Dallas County area, Grand Prairie. And I was born in Dallas, and I'm the baby of five.
Wow.
I know, a big Hispanic family, and grew up, you know, working hard with my parents. They had a second job, putting us through private school. So I learned to clean offices at the age of, you know, eight, nine. And that's how my brother got his braces, by cutting the orthodontist yard during the summer. So integrity and value is something my parents reinforced in us growing up, and because they wanted to put us through private school. So I went off to Corsicana after Corsicana Junior School or Junior College.
Okay.
I started the women's soccer team there, which is now they're doing really good. They're like ninth in Texas, which is actually good. So then I went off to Chicago for design school. And whenever I fell in love with design, concept, and colors, and that was my whole forte. But after having my daughter, I wanted something more in life, so I went to massage therapy school, and I found myself in love with singers. And it really, you know, trickles down to my childhood, because my mother would take us to nursing homes, or at least when I was 3 and 4 and 5. Because there was no Griswold home health care, or any
right.
personal services available out there. So basically, it was all based on volunteer service. So as my mother helped the nursing homes with the seniors, I would go and entertain myself with them. And it really brought me back to my childhood and understanding the value behind them, and knowing that the massage industry would actually not benefit at this moment. It's something I had to come to. I created these newsletters, which turned into Mature Texan Magazine. So 6 years into the business, we are a nonprofit.
Okay.
This is a foundation magazine for Mature Texans, and it's about our community. And so we saw the growth last year in our fifth year, that we divided our publications into our Dallas Collin County and our Tarrant Denton, because the needs are so different. You live here in Dallas, and
right,
you know
right.
the if you live in Dallas, you're Dallas, and if you live in Tarrant, you're Tarrant, you know, and it's just two different worlds.
Yeah.
So understanding our baby boomers, caregivers, and their needs are just as different. So, and today we are we're on our 6 years and we're thriving.
Oh, that's great. So tell us a little bit about the content of the magazine. What do you run in it, and how can seniors benefit from picking up a copy of it?
Well, this is a dual generation publication, and it sounds so neat because that's what it is. It, it gives an opportunity for caregivers to be caregivers, at the same time embrace aging,
mm-hmm.
and love being a caregiver. And it gives an opportunity for a senior to be a senior and love to age and love to be a senior. But also, we try to marry the two. We try to bring family together. And I guess being back as being Hispanic in our culture, and that's something that we do internationally already. We take care of our mother and fathers, and we try to bring our families closer. I guess that you would say that's what translates to the magazine. It's about living. It's about loving. It's about giving. It's about balance. It's about healthy aging. And not only the aspects of medical, but you're also looking at financial. You're also looking at creating happiness. So it's a well-rounded publication. You know, I am faith-based, and I'm proud to say it. And you will find that in the magazine as well. Because no matter what happens when you get older or what season of life you're in, you will gravitate to God. And you know, you could be driving down the road and break down, oh, God, help me. Everyone says it. So more so in your aging process, whether you're seeing your parents' health decline or going through a really bad divorce at the age of 55 or 60,
right.
You are still going to turn to God. And that's where we all intersect together as a community.
Yeah. I just went through the CSA training, the Certified Senior Advisor training. They actually touched on how important faith is as you age to just improve your overall quality of life, health. And, you know, they point to studies of people that have that as part of their life live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great that you touch on that. What are some of the some examples of some of the articles that people would find in Mature Texan?
We have professional medical professionals that write in the magazine.
Okay.
So we have doctors, physician assistants, internal meds, PMR doctors, which is your physical rehab doctors. So we have our professional industry medical. We also will have expert advice from people that work with individually with seniors on their camp services. We also will talk about healthy aging, like heart, cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
We also team up with several companies or nonprofits like AARP, and we'll pull out some of their information as well. We'll talk about the big topic, open enrollment,
right.
Medicare. Now we know we have these big changes that are coming around the corner, new dates. That's something that's our major campaign beginning in August to notify caregivers and seniors. There's a new date for open enrollment. So we try to work with a lot of our dads, Meals on Wheels, Agency on Aging, because they are pillars from, you know, our government system that is actually have services and organizations programs in place for seniors. So we work with them on a daily basis. We actually work on a lot of boards and coalitions together to enhance our readership. So you can find a lot of information. Also, fashion, love. We talk about everything, food, decorating.
Well, that's excellent. So it sounds like it really has
a lifestyle publication.
Yeah, a little bit of something for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Where can it be found?
Primarily, Mature Texan Magazine can be found at every senior center in North Texas.
Okay.
So we have 144 senior centers in North Texas, active retirement living communities. You can also find them at your colleges, that are in the area. They have some, and a lot of the colleges offer programs. If you're 65 and older, they offer free programs for education.
Okay.
You can also find them at every hospital. So if you go to any waiting room at any level, and as patients as well, they receive Mature Texan.
Okay.
You can also, they also get mailed.
Okay.
So we have certain zip codes that we mail to as well.
And is there a cost?
There is no cost. There's no cost. We send them out to, of course, we go demographically.
Right.
What are highest ages in certain areas, and they get sent out.
Okay.
They can also visit our website, and I'll get, you know, at maturetexanmagazine.com and read the magazine digitally as well.
Oh, that's great. So shifting gears a little bit, let's now talk about the Texas Case Management Magazine.
Okay.
And I assume just from the name that this is more geared towards case managers and social
workers. Absolutely.
So we talked a little bit before we went on the air just about the organization.
Uh-huh.
As a whole. Can you give us some background for our listeners what the organization is?
Our Texas Case Management Magazine was actually created with the mindset of bringing more information to the forefront for members that are already chapter members in the organization, and then other members that are other case managers, social workers that are not members yet. So the base foundation is education for their own profession. But at the same time, case managers want to know, you know, why, the number one question is, why are they not asking for us? Or they don't know who we are, people that go into the hospital. So people are probably listening, what is a case manager? I'm sure they're like Texas Case Management. Case managers are the people who navigate your health for healing, whether you need to go to rehab after your surgery, maybe actually send you to skilled nursing, your loved one to skilled nursing. They actually navigate the patient's needs after they leave the hospital, so discharge planners. So their number one goal was to tell seniors to ask for your case manager. And that's why we have the executive case manager in one of our magazines, Amateur Texan. So basically, Texas Case Management is an organization who pillars information to their professionals regarding their educational needs, resources, organizations that are available for their patients.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so where can this magazine be found if there's case managers listening
well,
and they haven't seen it?
Case managers can go to our Texas Case Management website. All the members from Texas Case Management or Case Management CMSA and the Dallas-Fort chapter actually receive a magazine.
Okay.
We actually help host a lot of our foundation groups. We support the Soldier Stables, which is a therapeutic writing group. So a lot of our money from the magazine goes back into our chapter to continue the growth. So if you're not a member of DFW-CMSA, they can join dfwcmsa.org and they can receive a free magazine. They also get them at every hospital. So every director of case management, every hospital receives them.
Okay.
And we go from hospitals from pediatric to geriatric. So it's just not a geriatric issue.
Oh, okay.
We do have children that do need case managers, social workers, which is our largest growing population. And you don't hear it because we're so overwhelmed with the baby boomer numbers.
Right, right.
And we're really underserving our children. So pediatric to geriatric. And a lot of our case managers, they change fields. So if they're in pediatric, they go sometimes to geriatric. Sometimes, you know, healthcare companies have them.
Yeah.
This is a lifestyle publication as well, Kevin. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Well,
we talk
sure.
about everything here, you know, you know, to how to read, you know, which nook or, you know, you either want a Kindle or nook. We talk about coupons. We talk about healthy living with your back sitting down, grocery bills. It is a lifestyle publication because we want them to be able to sit down, relax, and read about companies,
right.
vendors, organizations. So this is all about them.
Excellent. So you've been doing this for quite a while, and you know, going back to your childhood, working with seniors in nursing homes and that sort of thing, I assume you've been touched personally just through all your experiences. Do you have any stories of kind of a rewarding experience or something that really kind of made you feel great about what you do?
Well, yes. There's a group of seniors that follow Mature Texan. Everywhere we do. Every year we usually have two events, one at the Ballpark of Arlington where we take 1,000 seniors to the ballpark. It's called Mature Texan Day at the Ballpark. And another event is called the North Texas Expo on Aging where we have about 1,500 seniors join us and we have a big party for them. So whenever I see the group of seniors that have been working with us or following us, I call them our groupies, for 6 years, and they all have those t-shirts on from the year before party or whatever we're doing. It's that's what it touches it, because we know the magazine is effective. We see growth in our readers. We get letters all the time. So I think just one particular time was at the Ballpark of Arlington. Silverado Senior Living brought some of their residents to the ballpark, and as you know, they have dementia or Alzheimer's.
Right.
And one gentleman was crying, and because he remembered in 1924 when his dad took him to the ballpark.
Wow.
And to the ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was in his late 70s, early 80s. And when I saw that, and you know, people with dementia, they don't know quick things. They remember long term, from a long time. So it was very touching to see him cry. And when he told me the story, you know, my dad used to take me to go see baseball when I was 8 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah.
I was like,
That's a great story. And it sounds like just through what you do.
Well, this Mature Texan is gone. That's all this is. You know, that this is a nonprofit organization. It's driven by God. People really acute me. Why? I said, well, our advertisers, that's all them. And so they sow their seeds.
Mm-hmm.
you know, where Texas Case Management is all about their profession.
Yeah.
And we all come together as one. You know, so I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
What do you find most rewarding?
I think when it's published.
Yeah.
Every time it goes to publish, which this publishes longer, more than this, but I mean, you know, six times a year, rather, this Mature Texan publishes four times a year. I think it's when they're reading it.
Yeah.
I think that is rewarding because it's, we've made our connection.
Yeah.
You know, we're all put in this world for a reason. And I truly believe my world is to educate. You know, I couldn't become the teacher, but I, you know, I didn't know anything about journalism. I didn't know anything about a magazine. Nothing. I went to interior design school. All I knew was colors. And then this came about. So, and learning more about journalism and working, you know, the scope of publications, but it just, it's definitely God because he put it together. I mean, what did I know?
Right, right.
So it's good to see our mature Texans that are growing because of this. And we're very involved. We're involved with the Senior Citizen Service Organization, and, of course, the 3F Main Meals and Will's Dads and Area Agency on Aging, where all the senior centers were involved. So donation is our number one thing we try to get back. We have a budget that we over exceed. But usually, as of today, we've given over $100,000+ to our seniors community.
Wow.
And it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. If you had a piece of advice to give to seniors or their adult children, what would you tell them?
Educate yourself. Last night, our local news channel, there was a lady, Silver Alert came on. She's 81 years old, and she's missing. And we hear that all the time, especially in the summer. And we need to know the signs of dementia. That's the number one disease. And you have to become aware and see the signs of your parents. If it's your loved one, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, you know, you have to be accountable for your relatives.
Right.
And because they will come up missing. And it's something that educate yourself on dementia, educate yourself on preventive health, and keep a healthy mind, a healthy you.
Excellent. If our listeners wanted to get in touch with you about either finding a copy of the magazines maybe potentially advertising with you, how would they get in touch with you?
They can easily email me, Linda, my first name, L-I-N-D-A, at maturetexanmagazine.com. And they can also go to our website, maturetexanmagazine.com. And there's a contact link there.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. Well, that will do it for this episode of Ujiri Radio. Linda, thank you very much for joining
us.
Really appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having me.
And with that, if the youth of our generation are the greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the elderly are our greatest national treasure.
Absolutely.
Ujiri Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.